Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
Holy guacamole, Joe.
Ew. Guacamole. Blech.
Oh, no, avocados are good for you.
I didn't say anything about avocado, but guacamole.
Well, that's what guacamole is.
I can eat avocado, but guacamole in and of itself, blech.
It's smashed up avocado with spices.
I'll repeat.
And mayonnaise. Blech. Okay. Well,
there you said mayonnaise. That's it.
Okay.
That's the reason.
Oh, okay.
Blech.
Okay, here's a hint.
Okay.
The show is not about mayonnaise.
Oh.
Okay. But I do have a trivia question.
You know, we can do art with mayonnaise.
Oh, that's a whole other show. Trivia question of the day from animals.howstuffworks.com.
Animals?
Yes.
Eee.
Yeah. What mammal can fly? Bats. What?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bats are the only mammals able to fly.
And you thought it was the winged marmoset. Ha! Bats are exceptional in the air. Their wings are thin, giving them what is called, in flight terms, airfoil. The power bats have to push forward is called propulsion.
Mammals, including humans and all other animals that are warm-blooded vertebrates, that means things with backbones, present company notwithstanding, hair.
Insert pun here.
They feed their young with milk and have a larger, more well-developed brain than other types of animals.
Aha.
I had to look that up. Is that sad?
No.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Not everybody likes bats or understands them.
No, mammal. The word mammal I had to look up.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. Okay. So, joke of a hint.
Okay.
Jokesforus.com. One of our favorites.
Cool.
How many caped crusaders does it take to change a light bulb?
None. They like it dark. Wow.
Yeah. So we got mayonnaise and mammals.
So we must be talking about light bulbs.
No.
Well, it's logical.
No. Okay, Dave, we have to tell Dave what you did to me this morning.
Yeah.
Before we go on. So.
Well, we're already on.
Yeah. No, but before we went, we got. Oh. Anyway, I wake up this morning and Joe usually texts me and says, are you ready for the show? Yeah, sure. So this morning I wake up and I say, awake and on the move. And he texts back, why?
With a long drawn out H and Y.
No. Cat here thinks that I've lost my mind. It is Friday, right? We are doing Cat Soup, right? .. Wait a few minutes. Don't hear from
Crickets.
Joe. Really? Seriously. It's Friday, right? .. Silence, crickets. Joe? As I was turning around to go back to bed.
Well, it's kind of hard to text when you're driving,
it's
all
not,
right?
So our theme for today is...
light bulbs.
Don't mess with...
the Batman.
There we go.
don't mess with the Batman.
Or the Catwoman. Okay.
Anyway. And how's your morning going?
It's not morning for these people, is it? Well, sometimes it's morning. Yeah, sometimes. Because you hear this thing on Tuesday in the morning and you hear it on Sunday night. So.
Okay, so then I should put in this thing. How is your fill in the blank going?
Yes. Anyway.
Okay, cool.
So we have a curious saying or word, but really not.
Okay.
Because it's a series of things.
All right.
From ThoughtCo.com.
I had to think about that one, didn't you?
Yes.
In the TV series of Batman, Robert uttered 367 holy exclamations.
On the Batman TV series, which ran for 120 episodes between 1966 and 1968, Batman's sidekick, Robin, played by Burt Ward, was well known for his catchphrase, which was to make an exclamation that would always begin with the word holy. The second part of the exclamation would always involve something related to what Robin was shouting about. For instance, if there was a bunch of smoke, he would shout, holy smoke! However, the exclamations often got odder than just phrases, as simple as that. Here are the 10 oddest holy exclamations that Robin did during the series.
Number 10. Holy. Number 10. Holy. Olio. In season two, Hot Off the Griddle, Catwoman captures Batman and Robin, straps them to two giant aluminum grills, smears them with margarine, and places two giant magnifying glasses above them with the intent to roast them with the hot sun. Robin shouts, "Holy oleo!" Oleo is a term that was a lot more common in 1966, meaning artificial butter or, I was going to say, margarine.
Margarine. Not mayonnaise.
No.
Margarine. My grandma used to say that. Go to the store and get me some oleo.
Yeah.
I came back with a package of sandwich cookies one time.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Hey, can I interject one little story
here?
Yes,
David.
A friend of mine, Gar the Ghoul, down in Florida, he's a horror host down there, was telling me how he sent a bunch of things off to Adam West to sign. And one of the things he had was in his autobiography or something, Adam West's. And he wanted him to sign it this way. There is no such thing as a holy hippopotamus, Robin. And he did. And he signed it and sent it back to him just like that. I just wanted to share that.
That's beautiful.
Holy hippopotamus.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. That's good.
Okay. So, 9, holy bunions. In season 2's Hot Off the Griddle, Catwoman captures Batman and Robin in a room where the floor is red hot. So they hop up and down while trying to figure out a plan, and Robin shouts out, "Holy bunions!" Just as the sight of the two of them are hopping up and down while Robin is shouting out nonsense is delightful.
That was a very funny scene. Number 8, holy uncanny photographic mental process. In season 2 episode, Batman Satisfaction, Batman notices that 3 distinct letters are missing from a bowl of alphabet soup. And Robin is so impressed with Batman's mental acuity that he lets him know it via the holy uncanny photographic mental processes statement.
Wow. Wow. Holy Cinderella, Batman. In season 1 episode, when the book turns, the bookworm turns, the evil bookworm's gal Friday is named Lydia. Batman and Robin discover her tied up and left behind by the bookworm. Robin's response when he sees her is to shout, "Holy Cinderella!" Which, of course, has nothing to do with the situation at hand at all. Or perhaps Batman and Robin read a different Cinderella than anybody else.
Cinderella, Cinderella! Oh, you snot.
Yes, I did. This is the get back for this morning. Yeah. Paybacks.
Aha. Number 6. Holy Reshevik. Holy Reshevsky. Holy
Reshevsky.
Reshevsky. Gesundheit. Now we reach the point in the countdown where Robin references obscure figures from history. Here, while playing chess with Batman and the secret identity of Dick Grayson and Bruce Wayne, Dick remarks, "Holy
Reshevsky."
A reference to the great Polish-born American chess grandmaster of the 20th century, Samuel Reshevsky. Interesting.
Yes, interesting. 5, kind of related to that one.
Mm-hmm.
Holy Paderewski. During another one of their piano-related misadventures, because there were so many of those, Robin name-checks another Polish great, the famous pianist, then later Prime Minister of Poland, Ignacy Jan Paderewski.
Number 4, Holy Luther Burbank. In season 3, episode Lulu the Lilac, the villain of that same name tries to feed Batman and Robin to his man-eating lilacs. Robin then name-checks the noted pioneer in the field of agricultural science in the late 19th century and the early 20th century, and that was the botanist Luther Burbank, because what kid watching Batman doesn't know who Luther Burbank is?
Wow.
Right?
So, if your man-eating lilac swallows somebody that's dressed in a cape, do they burp a bat? Noise? Sound? Smell?
But if the cape gets stuck in the throat, then it might sound like a whistle, a wobble.
Yeah, like a fur ball coming up.
There you go.
That had nothing to do with anything.
No.
3, holy priceless collection of Etruscan snoods.
Gesundheit to you.
I can't even do this show anymore. In the season 3 episode, Catwoman's Dress to Kill, Catwoman is taking the fashion industry by storm. Etruscans are people from the area of Italy now known as Tuscany. Snoods, I spelled it wrong 3 times, are okay. Decorative helmets or mesh hoods.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You little snoods, you. Number 2, Holy Hole in a Donut. In season 1 episode, Zelda the Great, Batman is about to capture a magician after she stole some priceless jewelry. but she escapes using sleight of hand. Robin is right after Batman remarks, "Holy hole in the donut," which really makes no sense in this situation. Oddly enough, a track of the Batman soundtrack was titled "Holy Hole in the Donut."
And number one, holy astringent plum-like fruit. You'd think that I didn't read these. You know, I actually write these and type them out, and I just, it's like, I can't believe it's actually on the piece of paper. Holy astringent plum-like fruit, Batman. It only took the entire run of the series, but in literally the last episode of the show, season three's Minerva, Mayhem, and Millionaires, we got the most amazing Robin exclamation ever. There's a real chance that this was just so perfect that the producers realized there was nowhere else to go from this, so they just canceled the show.
Yeah.
The conceit of the episode is that Minerva, played by Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Yes, darling.
Yes, runs a spy where she uses a special piece of equipment to get her rich clients to tell her their deepest secrets, mostly money related.
Mm-hmm.
Batman and Robin travel to the spa where they are extorted by her goons, leading the following amazing exchange.
Batman, yes, I'm looking forward to Minerva's famous eggplant jelly vitamin scalp massage.
Goon, Minerva thought you might pop into the persimmon pressurizer first.
Robin, persimmon pressurizer? Holy astringent plum-like fruit.
Batman, only astringent until it's ripe, Robin.
Wow.
Outstandingly bizarre.
Mm.
We know how much Dave likes one-liners.
Okay.
So we got Q&A one-liners from Just Jokes. Or no, from jokesforus.com.
Jokes for us.
Yes. What do you call it when Batman skips church?
Christian Bale.
Oh, Dave's laughing. Yes, we have a laugh. Question, what position did Bruce Wayne play on his Little League team?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
He was the Bat Boy.
I don't make them up. I just curate them from the internet, folks. How does Batman's mother call him to dinner?
Tune of 1960s theme.
Dinner, Batman. Why did Bruce's date go badly?
Because he had bat breath.
What does the Batgirl wear to bed?
Oh, her dark nightgown.
What's the difference between Batman and a robber?
Here we go, folks. Batman can go into a store without Robin. What is Batman's favorite part of the joke?
The punchline.
Holy guacamole. What does Batman put in his beverage?
Just ice. Just this. Yep.
What happens when Batman and Robin fight a steamroller?
They become Flatman and Robin. Ribbon.
Ribbon.
You know, one of the qualifications for this job is you have to know how to read.
You must learn to enunciate, darling.
I have to read first.
Yeah.
And what, the last one.
What do you get when you combine Robin with a Vitamix?
Robin the Boy Blender. Thump.
I'm going to groan on that one.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
This one you may have heard before.
Okay.
Batman and Robin are camping in the desert, set up their tent, and are asleep. Some hours later, Batman wakes his faithful friend.
Robin, look up at the sky and tell me what you see.
Robin replies, I see millions of stars.
What does that tell you? Asks Batman.
Robin ponders for a minute. Astronomically speaking, it tells me there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, it tells me that Saturn is in Leo. Chronologically, it appears to be approximately a quarter past three. Theologically, it's evident the Lord is all-powerful and we are small and insignificant. Meteorologically, it seems we still have a beautiful day tomorrow. What does it tell you, Batman?
Robin, you idiot. Someone has stolen our tent. I like that.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
I didn't hear that one before, but I like it. Oh, what does that mean, Tonto? That's another show.
Yeah, really. We have a top 10 list. I found a new top 10 source.
And we have 10?
Maybe not.
Oh.
I might have just said there were, well, there might be 10. It's from 109, and that's the numeral 1, the letter O, the number 9, .gizmodo.com.
Oh, you've lost me here.
I know. It's on the page that we just read from. Anyway, these are 20...
Well, then what were you looking through all your papers for? Never mind.
Because I like to mess with you.
You did.
20 laughable, terrible Batman villains.
Okay.
Batman, unquestionably, is the best villains in comics. The Joker, the Riddler, Catwoman, Scarecrow, Mr. Freeze, and the list goes on. But for every top-tier bad guy Batman battles on a regular basis, there's a corresponding crook who is completely out of his league taking on the Caped Crusader. Here are 10 Bat-villains whose greatest danger is mainly wasting Batman's time.
Number 10, the Condiment King. He's called the Condiment King. Do you really ever need to know anything else to know how badly this guy got his butt kicked? Actually, Batman didn't even need to kick his butt because the Condiment King the Condiment King slipped on his own puddle of ketchup and nearly fell off the roof he was on.
Yeah, I have nothing to say.
No.
Nine, Cap Stingery. One of a set of identical quadruplets, the man who would become Cap Stingery was always the oddball of the family. And when I say oddball, I mean he started dressing up like a pirate.
Arr.
And tried to find out who Batman really was. His meager threat level is lessened when you learn that he actually thought his three brothers were all Batman.
I'm Batman. Will the real Batman please stand up?
Batman, probably in a desperate attempt to make his nonsense even slightly interesting, asked the guy's three brothers to dress up like Batman, ostensibly for bait as a trap, but most certainly just to mess with him.
Number 8, the Ten-Eyed Man. Ten-Eyed Man does indeed have 10 eyes, although the two on his face don't work. Instead, he has little eyeballs at the end of his fingertips, which ostensibly allow him to see both in front and behind him simultaneously. Shockingly, having eyeballs on your fingers proves to be more of a liability than a power, thus proving this completely delightful line from his comic VO bio. The Ten-Eyed Man is hired by unknown persons to combat the Batman, but is injured when a shrub is thrown at him and he catches it, inadvertently wounding his eyes.
Oh. Kite Man. There was a long run where bat villains were apparently created by DC writers looking out their office windows and picking out random objects.
Yeah.
And thus Kite Man was born. The criminal who gets to and from his crimes with a hang glider type of thing. Sure, he made a few kite-based weapons, but seeing as Kite Man has literally been defeated by a tree before, they really hardly matter.
Number 6, the Made of Wood Killer. This guy's a bat. Seriously, that's all it is. His sporting goods store was destroyed, he got mad, killed a mayor with a baseball bat, and now he is a bat villain.
Polka Dot Man. Despite the ridiculous name, Polka Dot Man is not entirely useless in his gimmicks. The polka dots on his uniforms can transform into weapons, traps, flying saucers for him to get away on, etc. Theoretically, his tech could pose a threat if Polka Dot Man himself weren't so lame. He's not in shape, he's not smart, and he can't fight.
You know who he could have been? From the cartoon world. Felix the Cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat, because he had his magic bag, which was polka dots.
Oh, you're old.
I know.
Here you go.
Yeah, no arguments.
I love you.
But biblically, I'm only halfway home, so anyways. Number 4, Deathman. The villain who inspired the awesome Lord Deathman is in the Japanese Batman manga and whom Grant Morrison imported back to America a few years ago, had one power, and that was playing dead. He worked once, and then Batman figured it out, and Deathman never was a problem again.
Oh, Penny Plunderer. They just keep getting worse. Penny Plunderer. This guy steals pennies. Seriously, that's it. I don't even know why Batman bothered except on slow nights. You know what that giant penny in the Batcave is for? That's actually from one of Plunderer's schemes. But here's how stupid Penny Plunderer is. It was so embarrassing for Batman to have ever fought someone who sucked as much as a Penny Plunderer that now DC says the giant penny was from one of Two-Faced schemes. Yeesh.
Yeah, I can see Two-Face flipping that coin. Heads, tails, it landed on me, I did. Anyways, number 2, Sweet Tooth. Of all the lamest villains in the 1977 New Adventure of Batman cartoon, had to create one even lamer. Meet Sweet Tooth, a fat man whose attacks revolve around throwing candy at his enemies.
Ooh, and
who's
ooh. pick me.
Yeah. It's all fun and games until somebody gets a candy cane stuck in her eye. And his entire plan was to turn Gotham River into a chocolate. Yeah, Willy Wonka. And given all the fish diabetes or something.
Oh. Okay, number...
You know, Willy Wonka's chocolate factory that was churned by the waterfall. It was the only waterfall that churned chocolate in the world.
Okay. Next show, we'll do that one.
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, Willy Wonka. Stay tuned, folks.
Loompa, oompity.
Number one, Egghead. Despite being played by the incomparable Vincent Price on the 1966 Batman TV series, the facts remain that Egghead is simply a criminal who happens to like eggs a lot. That's it. Case closed.
Say it. Egg curtain closed. Wait. They stole that from Cornfield County down there with the who was that one show? Hee Haw, yeah, that's it.
Oh.
Wait, quick. I don't know that we're going to have enough time to get through everything.
No, we're going to have to do part two, Batman, because, this is too much fun.
A good little trivia question or statement. When they first started the show, they could not get people to play the villains. But
they named him Eggman.
Well, but the point is, it's like once they got some of the characters to come in and do the shows, then all the stars were lining up to be on the show. It was one of those little things where they couldn't make a show fast enough to create a character, you know.
Hence the name Eggman.
Hex Egghead, you know. I mean, Egghead was funny as all know tomorrow because everything was like exactly, exasperation, you know, egg this.
You actually watched the show, didn't you?
I loved it.
I did, but I was a very small child at the time.
Just like, here's one piece of trivia most people don't know about. There were two Jokers. There were two Riddlers.
Oh.
One everybody knows was Frank Gorshin.
Mm-hmm.
But who was the other one?
Mm.
He only played like two shows.
Oh, Dave knows.
Yeah. Dun-dun-dun-dun. John Astin played it.
Wow.
He played it. It was like two shows, I think, and that was it because Frank Gorshin was in the middle of negotiating a contract and said, well, we'll use somebody else.
Wow. You and Dave could do this show for an hour, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I could just sit here and giggle.
The trivia stuff that's so phenomenally wrapped up in that show is phenomenal.
It is hard being the cat of Cat Soup sometimes.
How many cat women were there?
Oh. Michelle Pfeiffer is the only one I know.
No, in the original series. Stop it. We're talking original series.
I don't know.
This is an Adam West. There were three.
Okay.
There was Eartha Kitt. There was...
We stumpeth the
no,
boys.
No, I just can't remember the names, but there was three of them. And,
okay.
It was hilarious because Lee Merriweather. And I don't care which girl was in the cat suit. It was good.
Anyway, dumb criminals. This is a stretch, okay? Because there's really no Batman stuff out there. From dumbcriminals.com. It's called Never Bring a Bat to a Weed Trimmer Fight.
This sounds good.
Fruit Grove, Florida. The supervisor went for a bat. The employee whipped out a weed trimmer. Another worker used a hammer to break up the fight.
That's the scene at St. Johns County. Authorities described Tuesday after a lawn service supervisor criticized one of his workers' grass-cutting skills. The Florida Times Union reported.
Lance Taiwan Wamley, 26, of Hollywood, Florida, is charged with threatening several men with a 34-inch baseball bat and then hitting one of them in the chest. The worker, Eric J. Torres, 23, defended himself with a weed trimmer, authorities said.
A man with a bat, a weed whacker, and a hammer getting a fight. If they just would have walked into a bar, it would probably have ended with a punchline instead of an indictment.
What possesses a man to try and injure someone with a weed whacker anyway? You should only chase a man halfway down the block with a weed whacker if he's A, coming after you with a chia pet, or B, he's got a mullet. Oh, my.
There was a cartoon that came out several years ago about animals that raccoon was trying to... It's a long story, but without getting
aren't they all?
But at one point, you know, one of the critters goes, "He's got a weed whacker," and the guy's trying to stick this weed whacker through the bush to get these animals. You know, that's hilarious.
Oh, okay, had to be there.
Yep.
Okay, this is from sabotagetimes.com.
Yeah, we're not going to sabotage this one, are we?
No, It's an interesting website, folks. You got to check it out.
Okay.
With our modern perception of Batman as a dark, brooding figure, racked with complex issues, it's easy to forget that the name once represented the complete opposite, hilarity, kitsch, and camp.
The truth is, when Batman first hit screens in the 60s, he was a very funny, very dry character. The Batman TV series, which ran for 2 years between 66 and 1968, and spawned a full-length feature film is often overlooked in his history of the Caped Crusader. But, in our opinion, Adam West's portrayal has yet to be bettered.
In between the show's kitsch sets and larger-than-life villains were subtle in-jokes and nuanced references to sexuality, all delivered in West's expert deadpan style. His portrayal of Batman as intensely rational made the absurdity of the scripts all the more enjoyable, in a similar way to his Mayor West character in Family Guy decades later. Here are some of the best lines.
It's obviously only a criminal disguised himself as a licensed bonded guard yet callously park in front of a fire hydrant.
Salt and corrosion, Robin. The infamous old enemies of the crime fighter.
Who knew? A reporter lot is not easy, making exciting stories out of plain, average, ordinary people like Robin and me.
Yeah. It's sometimes difficult to think clearly when you're strapped to a printing press.
Robin, you can't get away from Batman that easy.
Batman, easily.
Robin, easily.
Batman, good grammar is essential, Robin.
You know it. Got to have that good grammar when fighting them criminals. Robin, let's go.
Not you, Robin. They have strict licensing laws in this country. A boy of your age is not allowed in a drinking tavern. Robin, where'd you get the live fish, Batman?
Batman, the true crime fighter, always carries everything he needs in his utility belt, Robin.
So the man had a fish in his utility belt?
Oh, it's amazing what you can put in your utility belt.
Okay, moving on. No, Robin, with my head sticking out of this Neosaurus costume, I might not appear like an ordinary run-of-the-mill crime fighter.
Batman says, bartender, a bit of advice. Always inspect a jukebox carefully. These machines can be deadly.
That's one trouble with dual identities, Robin. Dual responsibilities.
Now, as a kid growing up, I had a Batman utility belt with all kind of little
pockets. Did it have a fish in it?
It might have at one time or another, yes.
Okay.
It's amazing where you can hide goldfish.
Okay, we have a rumination. We have a quick rumination.
Rumination.
Speaking of, ruminations from ruminate.com. For years, I used to hit people in the hope that it would result in one of those great BAM graphics like on Batman's TV show. But it never happened. Then I realized it was probably something on his utility belt that made it happen. So if you know where I can get a belt like that, with fish attached to it, let me know, because I really want to start hitting people again. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness.
I was just thinking of the guy in the Muppets that throws fish.
Would you please stay on topic? My goodness. Oh, if I were a superhero, maybe I'd be Cuticle Man, and my sidekick might be Rubber Finger Sleeves. We do battle against the Hangnail and the Paper Cut and their Citrus Juice Blaster, yeah. Because only a real He-Man could face that level of pain.
True. Add a little bit of hot pepper sauce in there, and yippee-ki-yay.
You know, a holy end of the show, Joe. That is all we have for today. I am Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we are...
Off to the Batcave!
No. Together we're Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great one, folks.